You have a weapon?
Yeah, a big one. How about you?
You sure you want to get cute with me? You have a backup weapon?
Never had the need.
Get one. Keep that in your suit unless I tell you to take it out. Get yourself a Glock. Lose that nickel-plated sissy pistol.
Welcome to the Shooting Bench on Survival Circle Radio Network, keeping you informed on guns, news, politics, guns, survival, preparedness, and guns. The tyrant is holding our country hostage, and our freedom is at stake. It's time to take a stand and tell the tyrant, we will not comply. Join me now in the never-ending fight against tyranny, right here on the Shooting Bench. All right, here we are, and I am live tonight. We were planning on doing pre-records, but we were just caught and picking busy all weekend, and even today, we just didn't ever get around to it, so we had promised you that we'd be here, so we're here. So there you have it. We're still looking at changing our schedule around on the 1st of August, which will be a week from today. A week from today, we're going to be doing 2 hours on Monday. Now, this is for the Shooting Bench. 2 hours on Monday. 2 hours on Wednesday, with the second hour being all gun talk. And when we are guns, survival, militia, preparedness, you know, that kind of stuff. Friday being a three-hour show now. We're going to take Amy's original three-hour, original hour, and get our news and current events and everything caught up. And then Liberty Lounge will be unchanged. It starts at 8 o'clock Pacific. Amy will keep going her regular time on Monday for the time being. We don't know what the future is going to bring exactly, but sometime in, it looks like early September, we're going to, she'll be done with her job that she's got going. And if we're not sure what exactly, she's got a lot of stuff going on, so we're not sure exactly what her schedule is going to be after she comes back. So we'll let you know sometime here prior to that time and let you know what her what she wants to do after that. So there you have it. I've got a new deal out for those of you that are interested. I have written a small manual. Well, you remember when I was doing all these Vernon emergency response preparedness training back in spring of 2015, last year? And we started out with a good bunch of people for such a small area. Very impressed. And second one was about as good, and then it started doing. We had eight trainings that we were doing, eight sessions. And by the seventh one, we were down to about five people. And what we found out from some of them was that, well, you know, we missed this one, we missed that one, couldn't make it because of, you know, whatever it may have been. And they said, well, we just didn't think we could ever catch up. We missed so much. And I said, well, there's nothing really to catch up. You missed some, but that doesn't mean that these other ones. So anyway, long drawn-out story, a little shorter. I decided to make this manual. It was my last attempt at trying to get people organized and thinking about what's going on. And so I wrote this small manual. It's mostly it's about 40 pages long, counting the covers. And it goes over pretty much everything that we talked about during these classes. Now, what it is a there's a lot of detail in there on communications, quite a bit of detail on guns, and most of the rest of it is everything from organization, alternative governments, food, water, curfews, building barriers around your towns and roads and stuff. Certain things to what it is to keep your community safe. Prepare your community. Your community can be a small town, maybe even as much as a rural county. Neighborhoods in a big city. Maybe you've got a 5-square block area that is, you've talked to people and you've got friends there and you've got enough like-minded people that you're wanting to get this. That's kind of what happened in Bosnia, for people that were trying to protect themselves and their families and whatnot. So that's what this thing for. It's called CERPT, Community Emergency Response Preparedness Training. And this manual is available right now. It's finished, but the physical paper copies of it, we're still waiting for them to be bound. It'll be a spiral-bound book, and it's probably going to be, I'm guessing, 3 to 4 weeks until that's finished. However, it is available at a reduced price on our podcast site, on tsb.podbean.com, and it was my first attempt at premium content there, where you go in and click on it, and it's $10, and it will, I'm surprised, I just put it up yesterday, and we've sold about 10 of them already. You click on it, and it will walk you through everything that you need to do, how to pay for it. You'll get an email with instructions and a password and stuff on it. You take that email address and that password, and it will give you the content. The content for this one is good for 90 days. It means you have unlimited access to it. You can download it. You can print it. But after 90 days, you will not have access to it anymore. So if you want to hold on to it, you need to either download it and keep it on your computer or a flash drive or something, which wouldn't be a bad idea. And or you can print it off. So I'm making it pretty easy for you. So. And we're probably going to be, I may even put my whole other book on there, Dying is Not an Option. I'm thinking about getting it on there and see. I have that in where it's been read by this program. And it's pretty good. It's easy to understand. There's a couple of words down through there that are, because of my writing style, that are a little bit the program didn't understand, but there's only a couple, so you don't lose anything in the understanding of the book. So I may put that on there before long. We'll see what happens. So, well, Radio Doc finally made it. Better never than late. I mean, better late than never. So I see just while Amy was doing her show, I was cruising through some stuff here. And, you know, when I told you there's a lot of stuff going on, what I meant was there's a lot of stuff going on. So, in Japan, a place close to Tokyo, a man has killed 19 people, wounded 26 more, with a knife. How's that gun control working out for you there? I mean, I guess gun control is working fine, but it ain't helping with the, wasn't there a thing in China here not too long ago? It was right the day after another attack that happened here, or maybe it was the same day, where there were 20-some people killed, if I remember right, by a guy with a machete or something. So, other countries are not immune from this type of stuff, and ours is not, are you leaving? Okay, well, goodbye. We'll see you when I see you. What movie did that come off of?
Yeah, it came off of me.
Yeah, I'll see you when I see you. Somebody on the chat room will know.
Do you want me to bring something for food?
No, that's right. I'll be over in a little bit. And so I looked at this one in Japan and got my constitutional sheriff getting a hold of me here, so I'll have to try to get to that later. So let me bring up some more things that has happened here just recently. They're along these same lines here. I got so many stories here. So this was in Chicago this weekend. You know, we had the attack in Munich here a while back. Had another attack in Germany. Had an attack on a nightclub in Fort Myers, Florida, where stop. Unbelievable. Everything was going so well. Where okay, there we go. All right. Anyway, Chicago. 47 people shot. This is just this weekend, folks. This last weekend, meaning yesterday. I guess it starts sometime Friday evening officially. 47 people shot. 5 of them fatally. I don't know that more are not going to die. Usually when that many of them are shot, you wind up losing a couple more before it's over with. But this, almost 100 more than one a day. I don't know what the statistics are for other cities, but every other area go just and so much stuff going on. And there was another one. Let me see here. We got here we go. In Fort Myers, some kind, at a nightclub. I'm not sure what. Or was outside a nightclub. So, some of the victims as young as 12 years old. So, the details of this are not as critical as it is the fact that it just stuff. Happen. I mean, it's just this much stuff going on. And what is this one? Oh, okay. For, remember we talked about taking her to, so we'll see how that works out. Is let's see here. Hang on a minute. I got some cotton picking many things here. There's been a little bit of concern on Facebook about H.R. 378. H.R. 378 is the Responsible Body Armor Act. Live on Facebook. It itself is a year and a half old, and it was introduced, and that's as far as it went. It has no teeth. It is not a problem. We have it's just not a concern for us at all. So I guess some of you else, I'll save that one. We've got, I don't have to save it if I don't want to. Got a lot of, you know what I do need to do though? I think I need to bounce over here real quick and look at my chat room. well, I see we have there's an anonymous here, 7294. I bet you I know who that is, or who they're with, anyway. What do I think about Sheriff Mack announcing that he wants to be Navajo County's undersheriff? Well, I think that is the only possible way that his candidate that he's endorsing could make it. Because she would be lost as a goose if she had to do this on. We'll find out here. In the not too distant future, I think we're looking at another couple of weeks here or so before the primary. So we'll worry then about what's going on. I think everything's going to be fine. Sound going in and out. I don't know what to tell you about that. Let me go check over here and see. Everything is running pretty smoothly here, it appears like. So is everybody having sound problems, or Northwest Heavy says the 64 is working good. We got one Anonymous having trouble on both. I don't know if the Anonymous 7651, I don't know if you can hear me if your sound's going in and out. But what you might try is, well, Northwest Heavy's going in and out too. But you might try refreshing and see if that helps it a little bit. Everything looks like it's running smoothly here, so we'll see what happens. Well, let me see. There's somebody else having problems there. The numbers are running real smooth, so I can't imagine what is going on here. Everything's cruising right along. All right. Well, dang it, I'm not sure what to tell you about this. We'll find out when I do the check the recording and put it on the podcast and see if it's clear. Hopefully it'll be good. Okay, let's see here. Let me get... Man, I got so many things going on. I only got so many hands here. Trying to get all this stuff done. I'm going to save some of these for next week. Hey, anonymous7651.net has no sound at all. Somebody better type that in there and show him. I don't know if he can hear me, or he or she. .net has no sound. .com or .org is where the sound is. .net is the one that the hosts use, or at least I use. So that I had that DeTinker make that one up special for me with no sound, so that it didn't interfere with my other stuff. So it just works better for me. So what I can try here, if you guys want to hang with me, what I'll try is, what will I try? Let's try this. I'm going to unplug this for a second and try to reboot this little sound card deal. So stand by with me for just a minute. All right, let's see here. Let me check. All right, it looks like it might be back. Let's see if the sound is up now. Our recording is gone. Maybe, I don't know. Hopefully DeTinker's got it. All right, sound should be back. Let's see if that's any better. Radio Doc said it was good. I should have left it alone. Yeah. All right. So, DeTinker, you may or may not have a good recording of this. Mine is going to be absent about half of it. So, we'll see what happens here. But looks like we're back in business for the time being. Okay, let's continue to march here. I've got to find my... I have got stories... this was something I wanted to talk about a little bit. I think this might be of... some interest. You know, we had our failed coup in Turkey here a week or so ago. And one of the things struck me, kind of hit me right between the eyes here as I'm going to look at some of this stuff that happened there. So, if I got Amy's show, DeTinker, so it's good. I'll get it up for you after I get done here. There's all this talk all the time, has been for years, about declaring martial law in the country. You know what my feelings on that. And I got to looking at some of these things that happened in Turkey, and it's a little easier, a little different in that country than ours. But here's what they did. During this coup, they removed the licenses of 21,000 private teachers. 15,000 people were suspended from the education ministry. 8,000 police officers either detained or suspended. Detained or suspended. 6,000 soldiers detained. 1,500 staff of the Ministry of Finance dismissed. Here's a big one as far as I'm concerned. Maybe one of the bigger ones of all of these. Over 3,000 ham radio operators' licenses were revoked. Meaning that they shut down amateur radio. You talk on it, you get caught, and it's big-time trouble. That is a big issue, because that's how these radio stations... I mean, they can still do it. They just have to be real careful, keep their transmissions real short, no identifying information, everything done in code. Almost 2,800 judges were dismissed. 1,600 education board... demand 1,600 deans the education board demanded resignation from. Almost 500 people sacked from the religious affairs directorate. 400 people from the Ministry of Family and Social Policy stripped of all their responsibilities. 257 fired from the Prime Minister's office. 100 intelligence officials sacked. 47 district governors dismissed. 30 provincial governors dismissed, and 20 news websites blocked. Okay? So, they did all this. They don't have to declare martial law. This is the government. They can do all of this stuff. They can go in through and just tell everybody, the Department of Education, get the news out and say, okay, all the teachers from, let's say, 7th grade up, or 5th grade up, or whatever, or all of them, period. You're all fired. It's done. We're through. Go home. And they can do this throughout the United States for quite a few different... Now, is it going to be successful? Are all of them going to go home? Probably not. But they're immediately breaking the law if they don't. So I had never thought about this before, but if that were to happen in this country... Something similar, even one state, they could, if they did something like this, what would happen is Americans would be begging for protection, begging for martial law. Of course, they wouldn't call it martial law. There'd be some type of a... civil unrest act of 2016 or something like that. But in short, that's what it would be. So I don't know if how many of you think I'm full of poop here for even talking like that, because I've always been vehemently opposed opposed to martial law. Of course, everybody's opposed to martial law. But I've never believed that it was logistically feasible idea for them to declare martial law nationwide. They can declare all they want to, but nothing's going to happen. They're going to have to do it in regional areas, maybe large metropolitan areas, and then expand out from there, wait for some of the people in the outlying urban areas to come in, eventually for food, because all they got to do is shut down transportation to the outlying areas, and sooner or later people are going to come in for food, insulin, medical procedures, maybe just because they just go nuts and can't stand it anymore and got to be where people are. But as far as just getting up one morning and say, well, I think I'm just going to declare martial law today, get on the phone, tell everybody martial law right now. That's not going to happen. So, But this way right here is a little scary. This worries me. If I'm sure the powers that be have already taken all this into consideration. So it was it's one of those things that, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. We've got, I guess you guys remember the Baltimore Attorney General. She's kind of a cute girl, a little young black girl, and she's got disbarment charges filed against her right now. We all knew that was this was as of what, 2 weeks ago. We all knew that she was full of crap when she was stating all these things to start with. I mean, her reasoning and her I can't think of another word. Her reasoning for doing all this was just absurd. And some of the charges against her, what was her name? Marilyn Mosby. Remember her? Some of the charges were that she did not have probable cause to believe that there was sufficient admissible evidence to support a conviction of the officers. Remember, this was, who was this? This was the Brown, what was his name? Jesse Brown or somebody Brown? Gary Brown? Hell, I don't remember. But I think that was that case. That she made public statements regarding Freddie Gray. There you go. It wasn't Brown at all. that she made public statements regarding the case which were false. That she improperly withheld evidence from the defense that was exculpatory. That she continued to prosecute cases after the judge assigned her to hear the cases found insufficient evidence to support a conviction. That she engaged in conduct that was dishonest, fraudulent, deceitful, and which misrepresented the facts of the case. The complaint filed with the Maryland Bar Council calls Mosby a runaway prosecutor and alleges that she violated ethics rules, claiming she never had probable cause to charge six officers in the death of Freddie Gray. I think Marilyn Mosby has harmed the city of Baltimore, and if she continues, the harm will get worse. Okay, so we have a little bit of good news here in one area. That reading stuff on the chat room here. We have one prosecutor that somebody is filing charges against. Well, this is good. But what about the Patriots in jail in Nevada and Oregon and wherever they are up there? I think they've got them spread out a little bit. Where we have judges that have been called in out of retirement that they're they're EPA friendly judges, let's put it that way. And they have called them out of retirement to try these cases with the Patriots. And they're not letting any of them out of jail. Well, they have let some of them out of jail. There's been about a dozen of them, I think, that's let out of jail. But they've done it at the sacrifice of their integrity and their trustworthiness to do it. They have struck deals with the feds. They said, okay, you say this and you do that, and we'll let you get out of here. And some of them have done it. Some of them have really surprised me. Two or three of them that I knew, and it really really astounds me and disappoints me that they have done this. We'll see what transpires here, but just briefly, and everybody already knows all of this, but I'm just going to say this just to keep you mad about it. Some of our Patriots have been in solitary confinement for nearly 6 months. I think most of them are out now, out of solitary confinement, maybe all of them, but it's only been very recently. They spent 4 or 5 months in solitary confinement. I mean, there's places in third world countries that they don't even do that. I mean, that is about as cruel and unusual. And it's been ruled by the courts that it's more than, what is it, 3 days or something, I don't remember, it's something silly, that is considered cruel and unusual punishment. It's too long, you can't do that. But nobody stopped it. Nobody did anything. No charges were filed. No investigations were. Why are these people still in solitary confinement? They are complete. Hey, C7, glad you made it, buddy. I don't think Santilli's in solitary. He may be, DeTinker. I don't know. I'm not sure how many are in solitary anymore. But irregardless, you know, whatever it is, there's been, these people have gotten away with, well, literally with murder. They've done things that I don't think that any other court, any other penal institution has ever gotten away with or ever even tried. Ever done any of this stuff in this United States. I and a whole bunch of other patriots in this country are just at a total loss to understand why this, how this can keep going on without some form of accountability somewhere. I mean, even if it's fake and just eyewash, but they're not even trying to fake it. They're not even there's no indication that they give a damn what we think whatsoever. A little bit concerning. I'll be back in a minute.
My uncle used to love me, but she died. A chicken ain't chicken till it's looking good fried. Keep on the sunny side. My uncle used to love me, but she died. Give me quarter, 30 cents for a ring of keys, 365 for a dollar bill of groceries. I'll have me a car, my own someday, but till then I need me a ride. My uncle used to love me, but she died. My uncle used to love me, but she died. A chicken ain't chicken till it's thick and good fried. Deep on a sunny side. My uncle used to love me, but she died. Cup of coffee, lettuce, and tomato. Two times a dime, see a man kiss the alligator. One more time around free on the Ferris wheel ride. My uncle used to love me, but she died. My uncle used to love me, but she died. A chicken ain't chicken till it's licking good fried. Keep on the sunny side. My uncle used to love me, but she died. Apples are for eating and snakes are for hissing. I've heard about a hugging and I've heard about a kissing. I read about it free in a Phipps and Illustrated Guide. My uncle used to love me, but she died. My uncle used to love me, but she died. A chicken ain't chicken till it's licking good fried. Keep on the sunny side. My uncle used to love me, but she died. Well, my uncle used to love me, but she died. A chicken ain't chicken till it's licking good fried.
Hey, against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. So help me God. Revolution. Loading now. Revolution. Loading now. Revolution. Loading now. Revolution.
All right, let's carry on here. I saw someone had mentioned, I'm not sure why, just out of the clear blue sky, dropped NDAA in the chat room. I'm not sure what that's all about. But since they've put it up, let's take a second and just go over this, just a quick explanation. I see people on Facebook all over all the time saying, oh, the evils of NDAA. And I think these people are too stupid to realize that NDAA has been around since 1950, I think. And they talk about being unconstitutional and this, oh, the NDAA is so terrible and blah, blah, blah. And I feel sorry for these people. But there are in the NDAA of 2012. That's what they're talking about. But for someone that doesn't know what NDAA is, then they automatically just think, oh, it's terrible. All NDAA is unconstitutional. It's done this, that, and the other. Two provisions in the NDAA of 2012 that are absolutely barbaric, as far as I'm concerned. Unconstitutional, illegal. I mean, just everything about it is wrong. We're talking mostly about the indefinite detention without due process. It doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with any of the NDAAs. It matters, it means there's a couple of things in there, just like there's bills or provisions inside of bills that get passed. That doesn't make the whole bill bad. It doesn't make the whole law or a whole statute bad. It means that there's one little area in there that is that's bad, and it gets passed anyway. That's why people thought Obama was pro-gun, or that he was on our side, that he wasn't going to take any more rights away. On February 22nd of 2009, he signed a bill that allowed carry in national parks and national monuments again, first time since 1970-something. The only reason he did it is because he had to have the rest of the bill. It's not because he's pro-gun. It's not because he's on our side. It's not because he wanted to do anything to help us. But he had to. That doesn't make him a good guy. It means that his hand was forced into doing something that he didn't want to do. So that's the long and short of NDAA. NDAA is the National Defense Authorization Act. It happens every single freaking year since 1950. Or 1960, whenever it was. I don't know when the first one. There's been 56 of them since then. So anyway. All right, let's move on here. We've got so many things, got so many messages here, so much crap going on right now. Jeez. Well, let's see what we can see if we can get some of them out of the way here. Oklahoma, I guess some of you have seen, is about to get their constitutional carry. It passed the House. Their open carry without a permit. Quite an accomplishment. Oklahoma is a good pro-gun state, don't get me wrong. But they just got their concealed carry law here just a few months ago. Maybe a year ago. I don't know, it hadn't been too long. And I'm surprised that they attacked this as quickly as they did. But it looks like they may be successful in getting this passed. So keep watching Oklahoma. This is a good thing. In Michigan, these are some things that many ask about this while ago. Aren't we already in a rather benign stage of martial law because of all the TSA roadblocks and all that, roadside checks and stuff. In a way, I guess you could say that. Michigan now has gone total retard, total police state here. They're having some roadside saliva checkpoints where they're, you know, if they can't get you to pee in a bottle or do anything else, they're getting you to spit on a Q-tip, I guess, or something. But the Michigan police is working on plans to establish a pilot program for roadside drug testing. New law instructs the state police to pick 5 counties where it will run a 1-year pilot program for saliva-based testing to check drivers for drugs like marijuana, heroin, and cocaine. We expect the counties to be finalized this summer with a pilot to begin sometime later in the year. So, let's see, the 5 counties will be determined. Da, 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 da. It doesn't say what the ramifications are if you refuse. It says the officers have received highly specified training to allow them to identify drivers with drug impairment. So in their estimation, you know, they could check anybody and everybody. But in their estimation, they're going to look and say, well, that guy looks like his eyes are a little red, so let's check him. The saliva analysis will only be administered by a DRE agent. What's DRE here anyway? And be given along with drug recognition, 12 steps evaluation currently used. The law instructs the MSP to conduct a pilot program. Well, it doesn't say how you can refuse it or if you can refuse it. So, I don't know. What a mess. So many things. There's a sheriff in Maryland. He's told Obama come out with a public statement here. Says, when you come for my guns, you better bring yours. That's and there's getting to be more and more sheriffs that have this kind of attitude. And we need to get behind him. I know my candidate here that I'm supporting, Graham Harbold, in Navajo County, Arizona, he will be one of those that will say, you know, not on my watch. It's not going to be happening. And I will, and I'll be right there with him if that's what it comes down to. This guy says, you know, there's more to this story than meets the eye. Anyway, he says, when you come for my guns, you better bring yours. Come and try if you're brave enough. That reminds me of the Wisconsin Sheriff, Clark. Clark? I think David Clark, I believe is his name. Oh. Well, speaking of deputies and all this here, we have another story. I hate these stories. Family dog was shot and killed by deputies who went to the wrong house for a domestic violence call. This dog's name was Buddy, so he didn't even have a chance to bark before the deputy there drew his handgun, shot him, and killed him. The deputies at that point realized they'd gone to the wrong house in response to a domestic disturbance call, but by that time it was already done. The dog was bleeding out. Said they didn't have a chance to. He didn't have a chance to bark. They shot him with their .45. The sergeant in charge said they went to the wrong house and sorry. According to the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department, a citizen reported domestic disturbance at his next door neighbor's home at 12. This happened at noon. You know, at 12:30 in the afternoon. Said they rattled the fence to alert any animal. This dog was old and he was sleeping inside when this happened. And they rattled the fence to alert any animals on the property. It appeared there were no animals, so deputies entered the gate. That's when 2 small dogs ran into the yard, and the old dog followed them. Sheriff's officials, why didn't shoot the little dogs? Sheriff's official said Buddy, a larger husky Labrador mix, was immediately aggressive toward the deputies. They thought Buddy was going to attack, so one of the deputies shot him. You know, that's just what they say, because family says that this dog was nothing but a big baby and was not aggressive towards anybody. But if they say that, then they can justify to themselves, good night, Radio Doc. They can justify to themselves and to everybody else that this is a, you know, this is what we had to do because we felt that our lives were in danger. Somebody posted on Facebook here, now I've told you guys 100 million times that I am 100% in support of the police. However, there is quite a faction of the police that I do not support, and those are the ones that are, and I'm not saying that this particular instance, this guy may have just been scared, he may have panicked, I don't know what went on here. They say that the deputy is all broken up over it and everything, but this thing on Facebook said, well, what if the cops just took a 2-week vacation? All of them. And I said, well, I'm good with that. I'm willing to try it. For the few things that the, we look at the speeding tickets and the parking tickets and all this kind of, all these revenue generating violations here that are not hurting anybody, not tearing up anything, not impeding. And then now if you're parked in someone's driveway, I can see maybe we need to call a mediator here, which may be a law enforcement officer. I can see that there are times, but I don't believe that there are, you know, the extent of violations out there. I don't understand it. I don't agree with it. And I think there would be some problems maybe in some areas like Chicago. I don't know. Chicago's got a whole lot of cops and didn't keep 50-some people from being shot this weekend. What they do is they come along and they take reports and they take pictures and get the bodies hauled off and all that. And then that's it. So I don't know. I'm not... I would be willing to try it for a little while. Now, in saying that, I'm going to say I have not one single thing against police in general. I support them with all my heart. But I'm saying that there are some things that could be changed, that could be worked out for the better of society, cut down on the hatred towards cops, the violence and stuff that's going on. It's very concerning, all the things that's happening with these cops around the country, all these shootings. I hate it. But I'll have to say that there's probably, in some instances, and this is not going to sound right, but I don't know. I won't say that they've brought it on themselves, because that would imply that all of them have done something wrong, and that's not the case at all. I would say that through the actions of a few, that it has caused a lot of violence to happen to people that probably didn't deserve it, didn't deserve what they got. And in so doing, it's causing cops nationwide to be much more on edge. It could possibly cause, it's like the guy we talked about last week, the caretaker for the autistic guy. He's down on his back with his hands in the air, and the cop shot him, and then he asked him why, and he said, well, I don't know. Well, I think he was nervous, he was scared, didn't know what to do, had his finger on the trigger and did it by accident. I don't believe he did it on purpose. I don't believe he's a bad guy. But I think the nervousness and the fear of the incident itself caused him to be a little premature there with his judgment, maybe. So, Minnie, that's a good point. Minnie's put on the chat room here. She says that the mail carriers don't shoot dogs. Mail carriers probably get attacked more than any other group of people in the country. UPS and FedEx drivers don't shoot dogs. Door-to-door solicitors don't shoot dogs. But because cops have guns and they feel that there are so many horror stories of cops. And remember that one we talked about last year of the cop that tried to cut the dog's throat with his pocket knife? and was laughing about it. So there's some out there that probably don't deserve to be in the position that they're in, for sure. But there's a lot of good ones, and we support them for all that they do. And I would support them physically. I'd be with them if there was a problem with anybody. I was going to say with Black Lives Matter, and I don't care who the problem is with. Me and a good many of my friends around here would be by their side in a heartbeat. You know? But I am very much opposed to the ones that are causing all the problems and causing a bad taste in everybody's mouth here about the cops. So, well, anyway, I'm getting where I'm stumbling over my words here, so I probably need to start easing towards the door and getting out of here. Starting Monday, next Monday, our new schedule starts, so get your calendar squared away and get that changed. C7, we're glad you had time to drop in here with us tonight. Good to see you. Good to see all of you as far as that goes. And don't forget to check our psb.podbean.com, or you can go to our website, go to southwestshootingauthority.com, and click on the online store, and the first item on there is our new community emergency response training and preparedness training. And if you buy it on the online store, you're going to have to wait 3 or 4 weeks. Now, we're offering free shipping for people to get it on the store right now because they're not available yet. We're waiting on the binding for them. If you want to get a digital version, just go to tsb.podbean.com and look down through there for the CERPT manual, C-E-R-P-T. And it's $10. You got 90 days unlimited access to it. You can download it. You can print it. You can do whatever you want to with it. So that's my gift for you there. Okay. We've got to do a whole bunch of work here on our sound stuff. So some of the stuff you hear on these clothes and then returns and all that are not necessarily exactly true because of our changing schedule. But by the end of the week, we will have all these things, have new stuff for you, and get back in the swing of, get back in the saddle again for a routine. So, all right. Let's see. C7, it says if you ever get ahead, you need a few dry practice kits on. You, all right, yeah, I can help you with that, C7. I'd be glad to do it. All right, honey, I'm 7 kits behind in my dry practice kits as it is right now. I got to get those caught up by the end of the week here. So, anyway, I'm rambling, so I got to get out of here. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for joining me.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you want to holler, hi-de-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, grape wine in a mason jar, homemade and brought to school by a friend of mine after class, me and him and this other.
You've been listening to The Shooting Bench. Tune in Monday through Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. to midnight Eastern for the most politically incorrect show on talk radio.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you want to holler, holler, ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, 4-H and a FFA. On a field trip to the farm, me and a friend sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered up moonshine still. And we thought.
Tune in again on Fridays at the same time for 2 hours of classic country music on Liberty Lounge.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you want to holler, hi-de-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Jukebox and sawdust floor.
And catch Living Way Out Here with me, Amy Reynolds, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, for the only good news out there. Trivia, stories, tips, hints, and fun on Living Way Out Here, right here on the Survival Circle Network.
Take a look.